Today is Monday, the 1st of June, 2026. We thank you for getting up early and joining us this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 11. God has made everything beautiful in its time. We all know that God does things in order, and he does them in his own time. When he created the world, although he had the power to create everything at the same time, God did not create everything at once. He took his time to meticulously create more each day, building upon what he had created the day before. The result was a perfect order, a perfect world that was in perfect order. In the same way, God takes his time to systematically mold our character a little bit here and a little bit there, and he takes his time to precisely shape the events that play out in our lives. We are all waiting to be delivered from something, either for ourselves or for our loved ones. Some of us are waiting for our loved ones to consistently walk with God. Others are waiting for a spouse to be saved. And so many others are waiting for God to move in a lingering situation, for our health to get better, or for doors to open in a specific area of our lives. If you're waiting for God to change some things in your life today, keep leaning on your scriptures for strength and keep sending up prayers to endure. Know today that while you're waiting, God is taking his time to build a beautiful into your story, one sentence at a time. The reminder for you today is this: deliverance is a process, and any process takes time. Deliverance typically comes as baby steps, a little improvement here and a little change there. As you wait on God to put some things in order in your life or in the life of your family member, keep in mind that when the appointed time comes, you can rest assured it will not be half-baked, but you will be delivered completely, and you will be delivered in a perfect way, because God always does things perfectly, and he always makes everything beautiful in his own time. Our prayer team this morning is Kina and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Those who need to be delivered from the attacks of the enemy, we lift them for their mind and spirit to be set free. The family of Sister Junia May Daniels. The funeral for Sister Junia May will be held on Friday, June 5th, at Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church in Orlando at 11 a.m. We lift her family and friends to be comforted and strengthened by the compassionate hand of God. Juanita and Wallace Porter, siblings. They were in a car accident yesterday, and both were ejected through the windshield. We lift them for the discomfort to subside and for their bodies to be healed. Julie M. She has been hospitalized for bleeding on the brain. We pray for an effective treatment plan and total healing. Frank and Caleb, 5 and 7 years old. We pray they develop a love for Christ, insight when making decisions, wisdom beyond their years, for them to be well-rounded, God-fearing individuals. Those who need reliable transportation. We lift them for God's favor in getting a safe, dependable, and affordable vehicle. Those working through the radiation and chemo treatment process. We pray they look to Jesus as their healer as they go through the treatment process. We ask that their fear be replaced with unshakable faith and their hope be renewed daily. We also ask for their energy to remain high and their appetite to remain strong as God ushers them back to total healing. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask God to guard your spirit, your heart, and your mind. We pray for him to keep you in his protective care. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Kina, and you and your family have a blessed day as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, when I said my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this first day of June, on this first day of the month, to thank you for allowing us to see a new month. Father, we thank you because as we reflect on everything that went on last month, some good, some bad, some indifferent, we thank you because you took it all and you mixed it together and you allowed us, God, to make it to see another day. And we're so grateful for that. We thank you, Father, for keeping us throughout the night. We thank you, God, because when we woke up this morning, we were clothed and in our right minds. We looked around and everyone was well and everything was in order. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you, God, because our minds were working like they should. Our eyes were working like they should. And we were able to move, God, even if we were moving with some assistance. But through it all, we are grateful for you being our God. We are thankful, God, because you are only a prayer away. Father, we thank you for always being attentive to us. We thank you for always hearing our prayers. We thank you, God, for always working on a plan, even when we cannot see it, even when we cannot feel your presence, God. We thank you for always being there with us, and we thank you for being willing and able to listen to us, regardless of how ridiculous our request may sound sometimes. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, God, because when it looks like our resources are getting low, you always kick in and give us an unexpected blessing, and we're so grateful for that. We thank you for the level of health that you have given to each of us. We thank you, God, for continuing to surround us with your faith, continuing to surround us with your love, and continuing, God, to protect us from the grips of the enemy. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list for all of those who need to be delivered this morning. We pray, God, for you to destroy the grip of heaviness, destroy the grip of oppression and the chains, God, that the enemy is trying to hold us in bondage with. I pray that you will set each of us free from whatever is keeping us, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. And we thank you for that. We pray for the family of Sister Juna Mae Daniels.
We pray for the family of Jesse Curtis Anderson, and we pray, God, for all of those families who are reeling from the sting of death this morning. Lord, we know that you're able. We know that you can bring us through, and we're leaning and depending on you to surround those families with your compassion and give them exactly what they need as you keep them unified and on one accord. For Juanita and Wallace Porter, for Juna May, for Julie May, for Juanita, for Sister Wilcox, Ed, Sister Ziegler, Lady Owens, and all of those, God, whose name I have not called, but they, God, are not feeling their best this morning. I pray, Father, that you will surround them with your healing power and let them know that you are with them in the midst of all that's going on with them. For all of our young children this morning, I pray, God, that you will fill them with your Holy Spirit. I pray that you will give their parents the wisdom that they need to lead, guide, and develop their children into God-fearing adults. Nothing else matters if they don't know about Jesus. So I pray now that you will prick the hearts of parents and prick the hearts of all of those who are a spiritual influence in the lives of our little ones, and help us, God, to lead them in a way that you will be pleased, and plant your Holy Spirit within them so that they might grow up being God-fearing children, children that you can use and use for your program. For all of those who have needs this morning, whether it's looking for a vehicle, it might be looking for child care, it might be looking for a place to live, for a relationship to get on one accord, whatever the need is, I pray, God, that you will meet each of us at our point of need. Help us to hear your voice clearly. Give us time, God, to spend time with you in this day. Help us to be deliberate about how we spend our time. Help us to be deliberate about how we treat one another. And help us most of all to be deliberate about how we, the words we choose to speak today, in particular to other people. For those who are going through all manner of treatment today, I pray, God, that you will meet them at their point of need. And for everyone under the sound of my voice today, I ask you, Father, to guard our spirits, guard our hearts, and guard our minds. Hold us close to you. Keep us in your protective care. Continue to purge us of those things, God, that are not pleasing to you, and continue to implant those things in us, those things that will draw us to be more like Christ. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, use traditions to foster faithfulness to God. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. Use traditions to foster faithfulness.